All right, so we are back. How are you guys doing today? Hope you guys are having a good day. You know, hope everything is going well. You know, in this crazy world that we live in. It's crazy. That's all I can say. Very, very crazy. We live in this very, you know, contested elections and, you know, things are just up and down. That's what I could say. That's what I could say. When it comes to things like this. But let's get into it. All right. A lot of people are not going to be happy about this, but it was needed. For all the rioting and looting. What do you think was going to happen? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to allow armed citizens to shoot suspected looters and rioters who target businesses in an expansion of the state's Stand Your Ground law. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proposing an expansion to the state's Stand Your Ground law that would allow armed citizens to shoot, possibly kill anyone they suspect of rioting or looting. DeSantis drafted the so-called anti-mob legislation in response to months of unrest around the country this year. In some instances, peaceful protests against police brutality gave way to violence and looting, including Florida. The governor is seeking to expand Florida's list of forcible felonies to justify using force against people engaged in looting and criminal mischief that disrupts business, according to Miami Herald. If it passes, DeSantis legislation could widen Florida's Stand Your Ground law to allow citizens to use lethal force, even if they don't feel their own personal safety is at risk. Well, I know some blacks are going to be upset about that, okay? But you got to blame the liberal blacks who thought it was cool to, you know, loot and destroy businesses, including black businesses, okay? They thought it was cool to do that and justify it. You know, I've talked to people about that, the looting and everything, and they said, oh, well, those people have insurance. That's not right. People who have built things from the ground up shouldn't have to, you know, go through the wear and tear and having their stuff torn down when their businesses, you know, are vital to the community. Okay. DeSantis' proposal comes weeks after he vowed to crack down on violent and disorderly assemblies, referencing protests against racial injustice that have roiled the nation since the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The governor hopes to curb those assemblies by permitting violence against anyone involved in the interruption or impairment of a business. The draft version of the law states that this can include someone suspected of looting, which is defined as burglary within 500 feet of violent or disorderly assembly. The legislation also includes measures that would classify blocking traffic during a protest as a third-degree felony and would grant immunity to drivers who intentionally kill or injure protesters blocking traffic. You got to blame Black Lives Matter for this, okay? All the blame for this is on liberal blacks who just thought, and people, non-blacks who thought it was cool to protest, steal, destroy property, okay? Cause unemployment, all right? Antifa, okay? Black Lives Matter, who did not do a thing to curb the violence. Those trained Marxists, okay? It would also allow the state to withhold funds from local governments and cities that cut police budgets. Not a bad idea. DeSantis circulated a draft of his proposal to the state Senate Committee on Criminal Justice and the House Judiciary Committee last week after he won re-election, according to the Herald. The proposal immediately sparked outcry from critics who called it dangerous, unconstitutional, and clearly political. Like I said, this never would have happened if Black Lives Matter were on top of this and said, look, we want Black lives to matter, but we will not tolerate looting and destruction of property and businesses. That tarnishes our name. They didn't care about that. They just cared about, you know, the further empowerment for gays, gay rights, basically what it was about, capitalizing on the death of Black men. It allows for vigilantes to justify their actions. Former Miami-Dade County prosecutor Dennis Georges told the Herald, it also allows for death to be punishment for a property crime. That is cruel and unusual punishment. Excuse me. You got protesters who pretend to be, well, fake protesters, and then they end up looting, killing, and destroying people's lives. Okay? You had a retired police detective who had a pawn shop, and now his son's got to bury him because a looter came in there into his establishment and shot him in the back of the head. Okay? There has to be law and order. Now, I'm not for someone, you know, taking lives. Okay? You're going around destroying property. You're going around hindering business to have traffic, to feed families, to give jobs, to put food on the table in people's houses, to keep the mortgage and the rent paid so people could live in their own plate, in their own dwellings. Okay? When you upset that, I'm sorry. Laws have to be written to make sure there's justice, order, and peace. Okay? Mr. DeSantis is not doing this for his health. He's doing it because he wants to keep law and order, okay, in the state of Florida. That's his job. Okay? We cannot live in a lawless society where taking a life is done so casually and recklessly. It's not done casually and recklessly. If you have people blocking traffic where EMTs and police officers have to race to the scenes when called upon to do their work in the line of duty, and Black Lives Matter decides to think it's a smart idea to have protests and block traffic, then I'm sorry, because you know what? Somebody's life is on the line when a police officer or EMT is called to the scene of an emergency. Why don't we ever think about that? Why don't we ever put that in the forefront of our minds, of our frontal lobe? Why do we not think about that? Why is it always some emotional outburst, some emotional outcry when groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter decide to act like kids and stay in traffic, okay, to be attention whores, to be narcissistic, while someone is in need of care. Let me ask you something. Jacob Blake broke into his baby mother's house, sexually assaulted her, okay, and was trying to kidnap his kids. He had a restraining order against her. Suppose Black Lives Matter was blocking the highway that the cops needed to get to her in time. To keep him from kidnapping his kids. What would have happened? What would have happened? The cops would really have a problem on their hands because now they have a man on the run with kids that he has taken unlawfully from his baby mother. We don't think about those situations now, do we? Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gibler, a former Democrat state legislator who opposed the Stand Your Ground law when it was first passed in 2005, said the proposal sounds like an invitation to incite violence. Gibler speculated that DeSantis was motivated to draft the bill by his desire to take over Trump's slot in the Republican Party. It's clear that Trump beauty pageant is still going on with government, with governors and senators who all want to be the next Trump. And the governor is clearly a very good contestant, Gibler said. Of DeSantis, a staunch Trump ally. Hold on a minute. You got people that's trying to be, you know, the next Joe Biden, trying to, you know, get in line to, you know, be under him. Pot calling the kettle black. Florida's Stand Your Ground law has been stepped in controversy ever since the past 15 years ago. The statute eliminated the duty of a person to retreat before using force to counter a threat and gave the courts more leeway to grant immunity to people they believe acted in self-defense. The law was amended in 2017 to force prosecutors to provide clear and convincing evidence that a defendant was not acting in self-defense. Prior to that amendment, it was up to the defense to prove that the defendant's life was in danger. Critics say the law has emboldened reckless use of force by fostering shoot-first mentality. They fear that DeSantis proposed an expansion of where the law can be applied will lead to even more violence. It dangerously gives armed private citizens power to kill as they subjectively determine what constitutes criminal mischief that interferes with a business. Former Miami-Dade prosecutor R.B. Webb told the Herald, someone graffitiing Black Lives Matter on a wall, urinating behind a dumpster, blocking an entrance. Okay, why would you be urinating behind a wall? Why would you be graffitiing Black Lives Matter? Do you think it's a good thing to do in this cultural climate? To do this? To spray paint Black Lives Matter? Because what is a store owner going to think? You're going to burn down my building, my business. You're going to mess up my business. You're going to burn down my establishment. So, of course, he's going to probably take a gun. He or she's going to take a gun and blow that person away. The question should be really asked, why do you have people who think they're justified to loot, steal, burn, kill, and destroy people, property, and things? Why do we have just because a Black person has died? Or just because there's racial tensions in this country, you think you have the right to steal property? Just because you're a Black man has died, now we must burn down the entire town and take people's property, even if it belongs to a Black person. Take their merchandise. Oh, I'm Black. I saw George Floyd get murdered. So now I must, get up there and take that new PS5 or, the new Xbox or drive away in a car right off the lot that I didn't pay for. I'm Black, so that's my entitlement card. This is what goes to the mind of a liberal Black who doesn't understand that you need these businesses to survive. And when you have people, these liberal Blacks acting this way, it makes Black people look bad in front of other ethnic groups. Reed Rubin, a retired Miami-Dade homicide prosecutor, agreed that the proposal is far too broad. Any number of things could occur, interruption or impairment, to what degree. You could have people who are peacefully assembling who go in and out of a store, and the store owner or even pass by could get nervous and misinterpret something and think they have the right to use unnecessary physical force or even deadly force, Rubin said. Sanders has not yet submitted a formal version of the bill, but reportedly urged state lawmakers to consider his proposal this month. The governor routinely touted his plans during appearances at Trump rallies in the weeks leading up to the election as he and the president pushed their law and order message. Okay. Okay. It's sad what happened to Trayvon Martin. All right? It is. And you see what liberals are trying to do using Trayvon Martin. Okay? It was a horrible night. Okay? George Zimmerman had no business coming out of that car. He wanted to be a fake cop. And he got himself in a situation that he was getting pummeled by Trayvon. Now, this picture here of Trayvon, all right, he was 5'11", and he was skilled in fighting, and he was skilled in an MMA technique called ground pound. Now, I'm not on George Zimmerman's side, but I will say, due to the fact that George Zimmerman was getting pummeled and Trayvon was not going to stop. He was not going to stop. So George Zimmerman had to use the gun. But that has nothing to do with the situation what we're talking about here. Okay, Democrats want to use that, you know, the tragic death of Trayvon Martin. Okay? But the reason why the law is expanded is because of the looting. Okay? And the violence and the unrest due to the George Floyd protests. So he has to do his part as the governor to maintain law and order. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not too hard to understand that. It really isn't. All right. This is the latest news. Later.
This crazy world that we live in. It's crazy.